Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Continuing attacks on immigrants, former President Trump at a rally in Prescott, Arizona, saying of his Democratic opponent, VP Harris,
"If Kamala gets four more years, the entire country will be turned into a migrant camp, and that's what's happening. Millions and millions of people."
Mr. Trump repeating baseless claims condemned by Republican governors and mayors that criminal migrants are taking over and ruining cities. VP Harris in Greenville, North Carolina, calling on the former president to release his latest medical exams, as she and all other presidents have done for decades.
It makes you wonder, why does his staff want him to hide away?
President Biden visiting people in the Florida hurricane zone, announcing over $600 million in more federal storm aid. After fixing 2.5 million hurricane power outages in Florida, utilities say crews have 500,000 more to go. This is ABC News. This effect of lower inflation will soon be visible, says ABC's Brian Clark.
More than 70 million Americans who get Social Security benefits will get a 2.5% cost of living increase to their monthly checks. That's the lowest increase in 4 years. As inflation moderates, that'll amount to roughly $50 more each month beginning in January.
People are resting up from today's 40th anniversary, AIDS Walk in Los Angeles. Jake Borelli, who plays Dr. Levi Schmidt on the ABC TV medical drama Grey's Anatomy, says AIDS was part of a storyline this past season.
The fact that we were able to bring life-saving information to people who watch Grey's was incredible.
Money raised at the AIDS Walk goes to places in L.A. County. More people showing that they'll buy holiday stuff earlier. More retailers from food stores to specialty shops offering Halloween costumes in July instead of September, featuring eggnog starting in early November instead of December. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable, instead of running red beneath my claws.
They are, it's only at the sound, and I don't wanna hear them at all, cause I your winter pole curtains and sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spend your summers all in pots underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 100 torn breezes, a world of bourgeoisies. You're still raving, make way. Embalming the same rotten story is always the same. Now I'm so sick, rain. I'm so sick of hurricanes. Blow your nose, blow your nose, and make it true. Your wish list, don't wait till you wear. She did this, she did that, she went there. Whether your thunder's 9 days times 100 in number, that's almost 3 years. Still love your hate, they can love your mate, they can hang and wait.
Double goodness from Amelia Ford. She's live all over Green Bay and the Appleton area on October 11th. Yes, that's Friday. You missed it. But also October 19th and the 26th. More information is out there at MagSyncRadio.com and all those social media things. After all, we connect you to the local stuff because we are local music. All this double-dipped, local-powered goodness is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. So what's next in the after hours? Some Newski, some Miles Nielsen, and of course some Trapper Shep. He'll be in Eau Claire on the 23rd. Don't forget December 13 at Kiki's House of Righteous Music right here in Madison. Local music you can see and hear on your own right now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Someone. Now I'm feeling like a bully. you sick, but you hang around. You ain't too poor, ain't too proud. You still get your kicks in a lovesick town. When it all goes up, all goes down. We're midnight friends, don't come around. When the time is right, time is now. And it all goes up and it all goes down.
Stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but I won't give the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Surrounded by total disgust, unleash the haunting howl. Turn all your bones into dust.
Trapper, and then Mascot Theory, and last up was John Bulkson Experience. And of course, you can make plans to see the Mascot Theory at Flannel Fest in November right here in Madison at the Barrymore. We keep the local sounds moving with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Rockford tonight, and then Baraboo on Saturday. Milwaukee on November 22nd. Hands up now on Max Inc. Radio.
And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Again, you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up.
Hands up on Max Inc. Radio, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Brett Newsky is going to take us to the break. See him at the Full Mile Beer Company on the 19th. Hear him now on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm paranoid. I don't trust my neighbors, I don't trust my boss, I don't trust the water, I don't trust the cops, I don't trust the news, I don't trust my food, and I don't trust the white guys in the suits. I'm paranoid, I'm paranoid, running around in circles again. I'm paranoid, I'm paranoid, I just want some peace in my head.
I don't trust the army, the guns in the
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Power.
Shoes. Who like you're so immune. The old men at the five and dime, they speak of water and of wine. They turn their clocks back on time, but nothing changes. You can't shine your shoes that bright. You can't take a star out of the night. No matter who you were, no matter where you go, this will be your hometown. This will be your hometown. Little bit of lace won't wipe off.
The break is over, and you are back to the local stuff in the after hours on Mag Sync Radio. Rob Roberts here, connecting you to Jada James and Megan Owens. Both, no new shows on the books right now, but as soon as we know, you will know. After all, we are local music, and we've got you covered for the upcoming spooky season, Halloween at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th. Live music from Honey Shot. Drink specials, costume contest with first place prize of $400. More information, go to LazyOafLounge.com. We have more local music for you from Beth Keeley up next and live at Flannel Fest. And on the 11th in Kimberly, Wisconsin, 12th, Black Earth. And every weekend right here on Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. We are local music.
You leave over slowly and you whisper in my ear. Your hand upon my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh, all the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Force the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Won't
won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local Music is here, and we are in the after hours of Max Zinc Radio. Porky's Groove Machine and now Miscellaneous Owl and the Rascal Theory keeps the local music moving on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Traveling with a 1,000-volt ghost.
right, another late night done. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the local music right here in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. See you next week, everybody.
You're a splainer, complainer. Better hire her and pay the retainer. You're a splainer, it's a no-brainer. Giving out free advice on animal behavior. You're a splainer, a tireless campaigner. Cornered in the cubicle, relentless restrainer. You're a splainer, energy drainer. Talk instead of action, ankle sprainer.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.